to cover me. When the shadows fall, bend over, willow, and weep for me.
Thank you. night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Until the pale light of dawn and in daylight, hearts will be throbbing its hearts. Morning will come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, well, I have you. For the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, well, I have you.
Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from singer and pianist Jamie Cullum, an early album from him out in 2002 called Pointless Nostalgic. We heard You and the Night and the Music, Martin Shaw on the trumpet. Music from the duo of tuba player Jim Self and guitarist John Cioddini from their 2023 outing, Touch and Go. We heard Ain't Misbehaving. Ron Stout on the trumpet, Ken Wild on bass, and Kendall Kay on drums. A recording from the mid-50s before that, from singer Dinah Washington, we heard Willow Weep For Me. That saw her working with the Harold Mooney Jazz Orchestra, and I took that off of the multi-disc Mercury Records songbook collection. And the set started with music out of San Francisco from pianist Adam Schulman and his sextet from the album Full Tilt. That was Yeah, So. Trumpet player Mike Olmos, alto saxophonist Lyle Link, tenor saxophonist Patrick Wolf, bassist John Witella and drummer Evan News. Thank you.
lost my way. He knows that I am broke, but I must pay. Yeah. Temptation. Ooh, temptation. Temptation.
This is Bird Note. The red knot is a chunky shorebird no bigger than a robin with one of the longest migrations in the animal kingdom. Every year, some of these birds travel around 9,000 miles from the Arctic tundra to Tierra del Fuego in South America. This epic journey depends on a critical stopover site, the Delaware Bay. Here, hungry red knots arrive in droves each spring, timing their visit perfectly to the spawning of horseshoe crabs. The crabs' tiny greenish eggs are an energy-packed meal, just what the birds need to refuel for the next leg of their journey. But after decades of over-harvesting for bait and medical use, horseshoe crab numbers plummeted by nearly 80%. That has meant fewer eggs for the exhausted red knots. But there's hope. In 2013, fisheries managers in the U.S. banned the harvest of female horseshoe crabs in the Delaware Bay to take pressure off the crabs and the birds who rely on them. And in 2025, those protections were renewed. Horseshoe crabs in the Delaware region are at an all-time high since 2003, and red knot populations across the Americas have been low but stable since 2011. Protecting key stopover sites and managing fisheries sustainably are just some of the ways we can help migratory birds like the red knot complete their cross-continent marathon.